Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And who would have ever thought, you heard us every single day for over five plus years, almost six years, talking about Dear God, End Abortion, Send Revival.
Yes.
God is hearing and answering ours and many others' prayers. And in Kentucky, think about this, John, Kentucky, a state, and when we're thinking about pockets of revival taking place that Terry Stone talked about, I think there's going to be pockets of judgment and pockets of revival. It's no longer this all the nation is going to suffer for one person's situation. States will be judged individually and blessed individually. It'll make shift the population, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I want to go to that state. They're being blessed. No matter, look at Kentucky. Find out what's taking place in Kentucky. John, can you tell us what's taking place there?
Yes. There's an article that just came out, and I want to make sure we get this to you. It says in just a matter of weeks, Kentucky would become one of the first states with no registered abortion clinics.
You have to understand, that's no.
Zero.
Zero.
Not
an entire state.
That's beautiful.
No abortion clinics. I think about Center for Medical Progress.
Yes.
I think about David DeLeiden. If you are near David DeLeiden, and David, if you're watching this,
for us.
We love you, man. You are amazing. In your 20s, you did that.
Yeah.
In your 20s, you did that.
Yeah.
And we're just, and there's plenty of, maybe you're in the future, David DeLeiden. You know, you search our channel, our program, look for David DeLeiden. Maybe you're,
he's a hero.
We need an army of David DeLeidens who go out there and begin to reveal the truth that's going on. So what else they say?
They said, thanks to Republican Governor Matt Bevin, the EMW Women's Clinic in Louisville would be forced to close its doors by the end of January. Last year, the state shut down another EMW abortion clinic in Lexington after discovering that the clinic was masquerading as a doctor's office and was performing abortions without a license. According to Bevin's administration, the Louisville clinic is not adequately prepared to help patients in the case of emergency complications. In March, Bevin attempted to shut down the clinic by revoking its license, but the clinic filed a federal lawsuit to prevent the state from removing it. A new Planned Parenthood facility in Louisville, which has been denied licensing, has joined EMW in the lawsuit. We've been doing this for 30 years, having abortions. So to all of a sudden say it's not safe to have abortions anymore is crazy, according to Donald Cox, a lawyer representing EMW.
Yeah.
A federal judge is expected to make a decision in the case by the end of the month. Pray for the judge.
Yes, that's very important to pray for our judges.
Yeah. According to the Telegraph, Doug Hogan, a spokesman for the Kentucky Cabinet for Health and Family Services, told CNN the regulations are about women's health and safety. The Bevin administration is working diligently to protect the health and welfare and lives of women in Kentucky. Hogan said in a written statement that the statutory requirement for transfer agreements, which was enacted in 1998 and not questioned for 19 years, is necessary to ensure women have access to life-saving procedures in the event of an emergency. The governor believes it is about protecting the sanctity of life. It is a state where the vast majority of Kentuckians value the sanctity of human life and want to protect it to the absolute degree possible, Bevin said. Kentucky,
Mississippi, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming,
and West Virginia are the only states that have one single abortion clinic.
Man.
So we say, Lord,
right now,
we just
pray right now,
yes.
Father God, that there's so many clinics out there that can help women that don't have to take their children to help them.
Mm.
Lord, that you would close down every clinic that would try to take the lives of children. The end of sacrifices to Moloch would end in this nation, God, and the repentance for the innocent bloodshed, Father God. And we pray for just many, many clinics to open up that don't abort children, but help children and help their mothers and meet the needs, Father God. We just thank you for Bevin's and how he's leading his state, Father God. We pray that they would be a leader state, a hub state.
Yes.
And other states would begin to follow, Father God. We pray for all 50 states, God, to wake up to this, Lord, in Jesus' name.
You know, I think about Perry Stone's word about revival coming to the Midwest and some of these rural areas. Mm-hmm. As we were talking earlier, you know, Kentucky, Mississippi, North Dakota, these states are right in that wheelhouse.
Oh, yes, they are.
But listen, once that blood curse is gone and removed, it's an open heaven, you know.
Well, some reports I heard somebody say a billion babies have been at one time. But
yes, I heard that.
I heard that, but I know that 70 million at least.
Plus.
Plus, since Roe versus Wade had passed. And it's like,
which is a generation. I
mean, that's a lot of innocent blood. Remember, God's word says Abel's blood, the very first child, the very first parents, Adam and Eve, his blood still cries out to this day. And some of the reports are allegedly, and we saw this on the program that you were leading, that particular program, where one of the ladies used to work for Planned Parenthood.
Yes.
They would literally mine for baby body parts. Do you need a heart? Do you need a liver? Do you need this? And then she reports that they would actually give that particular body part a Federal Express traveling number, postal number, so when they pick it up, they know that this actually goes to this university, that body part, which means while you're sleeping at night, not only is the innocent blood at your feet, but the innocent blood is over our heavens. It's actually over us in the aircraft that's going on. And if you look at the flight pattern, you might be seeing it right now, the flight pattern of Federal Express, it's all over our country. Now imagine all those lines that you're seeing, that actually they're carrying blood from these babies, 70 million babies delivering these body parts. You can't cut up. And by the way, if it wasn't nothing, and this is what David Dalyden said, and he says, if there really wasn't a baby there, then there's nothing to sell.
Right. Why do you want those parts?
Why would you want the parts? Correct. It's because somebody says, well, there's never such thing as a car. It's like, well, if you got parts, you got cars. You know, and the thing is that they're selling the parts because the truth is it's a baby. And let me tell you something. Just like we look at slavery today and think, that's crazy. Why would anybody do that? Well, there was a day people thought that was okay. It wasn't okay. It was evil and it was wrong. But there's a day right now, technology is going to come and prove the life of the child in such a way. And if you don't get on the right side of history, they're going to look at you and go, I can't believe you were killing your children back there in those days. I can't believe that you were killing your children. The way they say, I can't believe that you actually had slaves. They're going to say the same thing about this because technology is proving literally life in its existence all the way down to our mitochondria of our cells. And so it's going to reveal that. And you want to say, you know, I don't want to believe the lies of the enemy. I want to focus on what God says, and God is for life.
Yes.
He's the one that knits us together in our mother's womb. So when we begin to cut up what he knit together, we're coming against God, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We would encourage you to pray for these states, pray for these federal judges. The Bible says that God holds the heart of the king in his hand, and he's the one that directs it like a water course, whichever way he desires. These judges are going to have to account before the Lord, and may they make the right decision before God in all eternity. Yeah.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.